The Biden administration announced it is working to resolve regulatory whiplash caused by constant revisions to America's surface water rule by taking the nation back to the 1986 Clean Water Act rule that was in place for decades. The National Cotton Council has responded to the announcement, and the council's vice president of Washington operations, Reese Langley, joins us to explain how the former rule caused confusion among farmers and did not help American agriculture.
The EPA, along with the Corps of Engineers, announced their latest step in updating the WOTUS, or Navigable Waters Protection Rule. And you'll recall that the current rule that's in place was developed by the previous administration, and now the current administration is taking steps to walk back some of those changes and put in place a new water regulation. But in the interim, the action taken today is essentially going to take us back to the Clean Water Act regulation that was in place in the 1980s. And then that will be the law until an updated version is developed for public comment and then potentially finalized sometime likely in 2022. We're concerned that this is going to create a lot of confusion among growers and landowners and other industries about what can and cannot be done in certain areas that may have an impact given what's going to be regulated under this, we think, somewhat outdated and confusing water regulation that was in place in the 1980s and was then the subject of a number of lawsuits that led to the Supreme Court.